Shares. Market.
The S&P.
The ASX. Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Anirban Mahanti. G'day, Doc.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, wow. Excellent. I'm even better because we're going to talk about superannuation today. Now, super is one of those topics our good friends at Triple M put the call out to their listeners and their readers of the website at triplem.com.au. Ask them what they want to hear about from us, and superannuation was one of the things that came high up the list. Now, we're going to talk a couple of things. Firstly, I want to know from you, mate, your view. Should our listeners be maximising their superannuation contributions?
Okay, that's a good one. Again, a very personal thing. Personally, I try to add more than, you know, basically try to salary sacrifice if I can.
Yep.
Into super. The reason is very simple. It's a nice put away money.
Yep.
You don't access it for some time.
It's super tax effective too, by the way.
It's super tax effective. It gets the benefit of long-term compounding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a brilliant system. I love it for that reason.
Yep.
And I try to do it. I try to keep in mind that, you know, any money that you put away is actually not going to be available if you need it earlier on. So I'm trying to be mindful of that. But yeah, I wouldn't say maximizing necessarily is the, if you have the ability to maximize without compromising anything else, then yes, but I try to be prudent and, you know, strike a balance.
I think that's good advice. I would agree with that completely. One thing I would say is, yeah, exactly that. If you think you're going to be able to work hard, hopefully retire early, you pay off your house, pay off your car, you finish your job at 55 or something like that, you probably can't access your super. You may not be able to by the time you get there. So just be mindful, if you want to retire early, don't lock up all your investable cash in super. Yes, it's tax effective, but it may actually impact on your ability to make further decisions later in life. It's not the only solution. And again, you are paying more tax by doing investing outside super, but just be a little bit careful with that in terms of how you structure your finances to allow you to retire when you want to. My second question on super, where should we be investing? Now, there's plenty of options within super. There's industry super, retail super, self-managed super funds. For the average listener out there, what's the best advice you've got?
So again, like, you know, we have self-managed super fund. Again, you need mm-hmm. to have a certain amount of money in it to make it worthwhile. You also have to then actively manage.
The fees can be a killer.
Yeah, the fees can be a killer. There's accounting fees. There's, you know, mandatory audit fees,
yep,
and so on. So there's a lot of fees. It has to be worthwhile for you. And you need to be, I guess, seeped into investments and have some strategy. And you need, yep, to actually have an investment strategy to make an SMSF work. So I like the flexibility of having that. So I'm a fan of the, you know, but otherwise there's so many of these options, you know, there's like things like UniSuper, which are really good. There's, you know, Australian Super, which is really good. There's a lot of options out there to choose from, and right, and there's a default option that most employers would anyways provide,
yep,
right? So you get the default option, but you can choose to go to another super.
Correct. I would always say start with industry super. Industry super is not for profit, so you're going to likely end up paying less fees than if you're with a for-profit fund, almost by definition, because if you want to make a profit, you've got to charge higher fees than someone not making a profit. Is that unfair? Maybe. But as a fund holder, as a superannuation account holder, you want to be paying the lowest fees possible. Start with an industry super fund. To Doc's point, look at your employer's default fund. Just be a little bit careful. Most employer default funds are retail funds which carry higher fees. They're not necessarily bad. Some fees are worth paying, some aren't. But generally speaking, go with industry super if you can. Doc, I'll add to your thoughts on self-managed super, just to say that for me, if you are, unless you're an active investor already, you shouldn't be considering an SMSF. Don't start by saying, well, I'm 24, 38, 46, pick your number, and therefore I should have a self-managed super fund, or somehow SMSFs are better. They're not necessarily better. They can be heaps more flexible. They're heaps more work. They require a heap more costs. They can be great. Doc's an experienced investor. I'm a long-term investor as well. We've got investable assets that make the fees worthwhile. And frankly, we're stock pickers, is what we do, right? But unless you're going to actively want to be super engaged in your investing journey, and if you do want to be in future, that's not the time to have an SMSF. Start with an industry super fund. When you get some experience, when you get some confidence, when you've been through a couple of market cycles, by all means, roll over your super from an industry fund to an SMSF and go and take it yourself. We've got heaps and heaps of members who are SMSF investors. It's wonderful. It's a great opportunity, great advantage. But don't just do it because you feel like you should, and certainly don't do it before you've got some experience behind you. The problem with self-managed super is you can actually be responsible for blowing up your own super fund. And trust us, You don't want to retire and be on the pension if you can possibly avoid it, simply because the pension isn't large enough to fund the way most people want to live in retirement. So don't jeopardize your super. Don't do anything silly. Start with an industry fund and go from there. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. We'll see you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.